Yes, a very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program. This National Talk Black, Yarnum with the Bully on Trevor Tim 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, at BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Jamal, I hope you're travelling well in COVID-19, the world we're living in at the moment, upside down, but it's about adhering to the rules, laws that are in place to protect us all. And so do what you need to do. We're going to catch up now with the brother there from Edmonton Police. We have Lloyd Beale on the line, PLO, Police Liaison Officer, for Which Way Yarning program. And that's proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummerbipper and a healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver there. Lloyd online, a very good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, bro. How are you?
Very good. Fantastic. Thanks for coming to the program. My brother, just let the people know who your mob, where you from, bro.
Bro, you know me, I'm the PLO with the flow, you know, from the Queensland Police Service.
Yes.
Been doing this job for about 15 years and loving it.
Beautiful, brother. Fantastic. Now, you brought a couple of guests there with you. We have Beck Curtis, a program manager of Wheels of Wellness. WOW is the acronym. Fantastic. A very good morning, Beck. How are you?
Morning to you. I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming along. Look, fantastic. And also, you got a bodyguard, Brother Wayne Christensen. Is that right?
Yes. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you, brother? First of all, let the mob know who you are, where you're from, bro.
From Bannigan, down here on Squamman and Stave. Been a health person for the last 18 years.
Fantastic. Beck, who you mob? Where you from, Beck?
I'm from here in Cairns. I'm the program manager of Wheels and Wellness.
How long have you been in that position?
2 years now.
Fantastic. Let the listeners know, Wheels of Wellness, what you guys are about, please.
By Dr. Amanda Roberts in 2014 as a social initiative of Stratford Medical Centre. Our core function is to provide medical services to our vulnerable community members. That includes our homeless and rough sleepers. And we do this via a mobile outreach service delivery model at various locations in Cairns.
Okay, fantastic. So you work in conjunction with other providers and services in looking after homelessness. So do you do the food side of things as well?
We collaborate with other service providers that assist with food and laundry. So some of the collaborative providers we work with are Rosie's, Fine Sky,
yep.
Anglicare, Mission Australia, Yeti, and more recently, the Queensland Police and the Kapani Warrior Mob.
Yes.
And that has been a wonderful partnership, and particularly through the crisis of COVID-19 and coming together to deliver education around how to keep our community members safe and to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah, and especially we're all working in at the moment, COVID-19. How do you guys navigate through COVID-19 regarding delivering your service?
We haven't actually stopped delivering services, so we have maintained our service delivery model. We have moved towards more telehealth where possible, but we've picked up on the education side through the COVID crisis. So it was probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago that the Queensland Police reached out and Kapani reached out and asked if we were interested in doing street education work.
Good.
Which meant spreading it towards the south and north, two different teams, and those teams included members of WOW, Queensland Police and Kapani.
Yes.
And basically we went out to give education around how to stay safe and to stop the spread of COVID-19, particularly for our vulnerable community members.
And when you're talking about our vulnerable community members, you know, a lot of those people have not got access to, radio, if not laptop, internet, wireless, so to speak, and regarding getting information and the world we're living in at the moment, they could be obsolete in regard to the information.
Correct, and we did notice that, and it was definitely something that was flagged for the WOW program that we knew the majority of our client base didn't have the same access to media and education that we're so fortunate.
Sure. Over to Wayne, brother Wayne there. Your job as an Indigenous worker, what does your job entail, brother, in regard to the work that you do with Wheels of Wellness? Wow.
So I'm the Indigenous health worker. On our usual route, apart from this COVID that's come in place, I work with nurses and the doctors to provide liaison services, clinical work for clients, such as the villas, Anglicare, and a few other facilities around Cairns.
Yes.
Now that this COVID's come around, assisting with a lot of the education about COVID. As you mentioned earlier,
yes,
the lack of resources and lack of information that's been spread to the less fortunate, or you know, all the countrymen that are on the street.
Exactly.
So we kind of like a go-between in regards to outsourcing information, as well as providing any medical or clinical care that they may need as time during our little Tuesday and Thursday ventures out around the streets and surrounding areas here in Cairns.
And if you look at it, brother, and I'm sure you will agree, there's nothing that beats black on black. And when you've got a First Nation person working with an organisation, dealing with our mob on the streets, it just makes that bridge of communication more open, more at ease to have that communication, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like seeing a familiar face.
Exactly.
Or just a familiar skin colour. You know,
that's it, bro.
Identify with our mob. I found there was a lot of families here from Cape York, families from Marrickoon. Most of I've had contact with before, so...
Of course, Bella, that's right, that connection there.
Yeah, so that kind of makes it the approach much more easier.
Fantastic. Back to you regarding Wheels of Wellness. In regards to staff and how do you guys operate? You have an office as such, and then you've got a van. Is that right? How's that all work?
Yes, so we currently work, our home base is currently at Stratford Medical Centre. So the staff and myself work out of here. This is where we call our base.
Mm-hmm.
And then we run our clinic via either sharing spaces with Anglicare, Mission Australia, Yeti, using their spaces. And then we do have a car that we go and deliver the street services in, and that is pretty much well and awning at the moment, which we set up.
Sure, yes.
Put our computers, we're totally IT savvy. We can put enter records at the time. We are in the process of raising funds and trying to get donations to get a new van out on the street, totally kitted out.
Okay.
Which will offer more privacy and two consulting rooms within the van. So
yep.
We'll have an examination area and a area for psychological services or podiatry services or dietitian services.
Yes, all the above.
But it's all still to come, and we're hoping to have all that all ready to go in the new financial year.
Good, fantastic. And if people wanted to donate support, how do they go about it, Beck?
They can do that via our Facebook page, Wheels of Wellness, and there is a link to a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
There, which we're using to raise money to go towards fitting out the new van. So any assistance in that area would be greatly appreciated. I do also need to thank the Northern Queensland Primary Health Network for funding the WOW program.
Good.
We collaborate with the Pima Pima, who have been of great assistance with helping us with information to actually hand out. So they helped us with providing and coming up with the brochures that we delivered.
Yes.
And of course to Queensland Police and Kapani, it has been a wonderful partnership. And I think WOW is only as good as the collaborative partnerships we form, and we do have a great partnership.
Exactly. And if you look at the so-called phrase affirmation that the government has been using nationally, we are all in this together. I mean, there it is, explaining what you guys do in collaboration with your associates and other partners. It's a fantastic a team effort, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes, Trevor, it is. Having WOW well on board has been such a kick in itself. It's just wonderful. Mm. And, you know, for a long time, our people have been hunters and gatherers, and having these guys on board to educate them about social distance is very, very important, because it comes with the heart of not just outreach, but reaching out to the
know what I mean?
Exactly, Lloyd, yes. Yeah, I'm following you, my brother. The other thing, Beck, you mentioned Anglicare. I mean, they do a lot of youth work. So we're talking about youth on the streets as well and you're engaging with as well?
Yeah, so we do. Look, WOW has a very broad range of client demographics, ranging from the youth, you know, to returned ex-servicemen now. I think financial crisis and health needs apply to everybody. We do work at YETI, which is the Youth Empowerment Towards yep. Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see a lot of youth that are vulnerable. And I think it's important, WOW, yes, it has a focus on our homeless and rough sleepers, but it also has a very strong focus on those at risk of being homelessness,
so
and capture them before they end
exactly.
up in that space. And that's a really vital core function of what WOW delivers, is definitely capturing those patients.
And Beck, WOW, Wheels of Wellness, is that a local thing, a state thing, a national thing?
It's a local thing, so it was established, like I said, in 2014 by Dr. Amanda Roberts, initially just as a social initiative, and to let people know that even private enterprise with good partnerships, with good collaboration and a good team can give back to community. WOW is working towards becoming its own entity, and
yes.
we tend to, you know, but at the moment we are here, based here in Cairns, and Cairns is where our heart is.
Well, so lucky to have you here in our own city, Wheels of Wellness, but look, it's a fantastic program. To me, it should be across the state, across the nation, and helping all our mob and all Australians in this situation that they find themselves in.
Thank you. Sounds like a big job. I might take that for the moment.
Well, from little things, big things grow. They should make a song about that, and you know, and beginning's half done, and you're starting here in Cairns and looking after our mob, and I take my hat off to you guys and the work that you're doing, and also all the partnerships involved. Great to see Edmonton Police, Queensland Police involved as well. Lloyd, you guys are doing a fantastic job there, and it's getting it together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, many hands make life work, brother.
True.
All we've got to do is just get out there and reach out to the people. Job's done. Simple as that.
And it also shows that the blue uniform, brother, working with people like Wheels of Wellness, WOW, and Anglicare, and YETI, and it shows that we are here to protect you as well as support you, guide you, and give you a better life, you know, and point you in the right direction.
Bro, it's been wonderful. People are starting to really accept us as the Queensland Police Service, and the service in itself, along with the wonderful WOW, you couldn't go wrong, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes Murray look at here come Bullyman here, getting ready to take off, but it's high five and or just tapping at the feet. You can't do the hugging thing no more, brother. But look, it's fantastic. Beck, thank you very much. Nice talking to you, Wayne, my brother, doing a fantastic job. Lloyd, all the best to you, and thank you very much for sharing, you guys.
Before we go,
yes,
I just want to highlight something too as well. Like you mentioned there before, like every time I'm obviously policemen, you know, automatically they're on the offensive side. You know, they get up, but now that we've formulated this partnership, there's education both sides of the fence. So they see the Queensland Police, you know, unarmed, walking in casual clothes, working from a community sense, not an enforcement.
Exactly.
And then also for education, for the collaborative group, looking at how far people will go in order for survival.
Point you make a good point there, Wayne. It's so very true, you know. But we're not only talking about the education side of it, we're talking about the health side of it, the physical and the mental sense, you know, and also the soul, you know. Yeah, we are very strong spiritually, us mob, and then we can fix our soul up, look for the future, and with the ancestors within us, yeah, we can look at light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
That mob are smart, you know. I give them credit. We went looking all over around Cairns for these Murrays, but they all understood that there was a big sick going around, not just around the world, and straight away all these Murrays.
Well, they got the Murray grapevine too, haven't they, Wayne? So they make that yarn. Okay, hey, look, the mob coming here. Okay, I'll get over there then. They can help me with this problem I got here, you know.
Most of them, you know, moved out bush,
True.
Self-isolation themselves.
Yes.
Yes. No contact with people. They just have their own little social gatherings or social groups.
They could be more in a better, safer position than all of us, because they can isolate, they virtually do isolate themselves, and like you said, go bush, whatever, they're probably in a better position of not catching COVID-19, you know?
That's it, you know, it's just that built-in homing system, you know, when six around or something's happening, you know, return to the country, might not be their country here, but that's just bush is built-in.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, feeling passion in your voice, Brother Wayne Christensen. Thank you very much. Beck Curtis, all the best to you, Program Manager of Wheels and Wellness. Wow. Too Deadly. And also Brother Lloyd. Thank you very much, my bro.
No worries. Thank you, my bro.
All the best, you guys. Keep smiling. Take care. And most importantly, stay safe, eh?
Okay.
Too Deadly. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn with Lloyd Beeler, Police Liaison Officer, Edmonton Police, and yarn in the program as well was Beck Curtis, Program Manager of Wheels of Wellness. Wow, how deadly is that? And also Brother Wayne Christensen, who's the Indigenous worker with Wheels of Wellness. And you can check him out on Facebook page as well, and all the stuff that they're doing, and also donate if you want to donate, a non-profit organization, and helping our mob on the streets, homelessness, and in regards to their health. So working with a group of people, organisations like Anglicare, Police, Queensland Police, Yeti. So it is a team effort, and looking after our mob on the streets, the vulnerable people in the space we're living in at the moment, COVID-19. Take care, your mob. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, I'm with Baldy and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, you know, at BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416.